FM 90.3 WGTL Hillsong United, Wonder Taya, All About Jesus. Good morning and happy Thursday at 7:21.
For today, cloudy, windy, high 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy, windy, low around 29. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, high of 40. Saturday, partly sunny, high 46. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 48. Currently 38 in Lebanon and Mannheim, 38 as well.
One of our favorite guests in the whole world, Corey Pennypacker, is here. She's with Bible to School. Good morning again, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
We love having you here.
Love being here.
Love that your team was on with Lisa this past Saturday, too. That was fun.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they hear about what you guys are doing with Bible to School, are like, is this legal? How can we do this? And I know that's something you explained so well.
Yeah, this is legal to have a Bible class in the middle of a school day. You have to take them off site. You have to have parental permission, and it can't cost the taxpayer any money.
Okay.
So those three things, the federal law held up by the Supreme Court said that you can do this. And everyone where I go, Fred, nobody is like, you can do this? It's legal? And we're talking to people in other states, and they're crying out to have something. And so we have a toolbox that we teach people how to do this all across Pennsylvania and into different states. And it's so easy. I mean, we make it simple, easy, and fun, and kids love it.
How many schools are you in our listening area?
We have over 86 classes.
Wow.
So it is definitely going and growing. And I think I told you 35% more children than last year.
That's amazing. And I think, you know, while there are those hurdles that you have to get through to do it, I think it's nice because then you are partnering with the community, with the church, and with parents to make it happen.
Absolutely. The parents are the key, and they bring in the churches, they bring in the business community leaders, and the whole community does this. They bring a Bible class to children in public school.
Yeah, I love that. Any great stories about how God's worked through Bible to School?
Oh, I have this one great one. There's a second grade boy who, the first day of Bible to School, he got a comic book Bible that they give out, and it's all pictures, so the kids can, you know, all relate. They don't all read yet, and he was so excited about it. He took it home. He came back the next week, and he didn't have it with him, and his teacher's like, well, what do you mean you don't have it with you? He said, well, I gave it to my friend down the street who didn't have a Bible.
That's amazing.
So he gave his Bible away.
I love that. That's very cool. If folks want to find out if they could sign their kids up, if it's available in their area, where do they go?
They go to BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number 2, school.com.
And I'm thinking with 35% more kids coming, you need more volunteers.
We do. We actually have kids on the waiting list. Can you imagine kids that don't even know Jesus on the waiting list? So please contact us if you have some flexible time during the day. We have classes every day of the week. And if we don't have a class in your area, contact us again, and we will help you talk about finding how you can do that.
BibleToSchool.com is the place to go. It's Bible, the number 2, school.com. Check it out. Corey, we always love having you here. Thanks so much for visiting.
Oh, it's always a privilege.
We wish you the best. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Big Daddy Weep coming away. This is Neighborhoods on WJTL. Good morning to you and happy Thursday.